dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. It happens that that war is not being played out exclusively overseas. Indeed, we've witnessed in recent days evidence of a particularly insidious manifestation of this war right here in the United States of America. We'll talk momentarily about a case in Michigan involving a phenomenon known as female genital mutilation, or FGM. This is something that is not unique to, unfortunately, the situation in Michigan, but is unfortunately a much bigger problem. And nobody understands this better, I would argue, than our guest at the moment, our first guest, Noni Darwish. Noni is, among other things, a former Muslim. In fact, she founded a group called Former Muslims United. She is also the founder of Arabs for Israel and a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. She's also an author several times over, best-selling books, including most recently Wholly Different: Why I Chose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. Noni Darwish, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. Great to have you with us.
My pleasure, Frank. Thank you.
Well, as I say, I want to talk about this case in a moment. But first, Noni, set the stage for us. Talk a little bit about your own personal experience with this horrific practice of mutilating women's genitals or girls' genitals from your experience in your native Egypt.
Well, the majority of women and girls in Egypt have undergone female genital mutilation. My mother herself has experienced that, and she, until today, remembers it with a lot of pain and a lot of anger. And it is, a lot of people say that this is has nothing to do with Islam. It's just a cultural thing. FGM is a cultural thing. Don't judge Islam by this. But how come Islam did not come to fix it and prohibit it? If a religion is supposed to come and teach us through God what humanity should and should not do. But to adopt the social, cultural things and negative aspects of life and incorporate it within Islam and into Sharia, that's what Islam did, even though a lot of Muslims want to deny it. But it is part of the Sharia, and it's part of the Hanafi school of Sharia.
Talk about why, Noni, as you see it, this has been enshrined in and is being perpetrated to this day, including not just in places like Egypt overseas, but here in our own country.
Well, Islam did not prohibit it, perhaps because it is something that kept women down. It pushed women down. It destroyed the relationship between men and women. It destroyed the self-esteem of a woman. And all of this is, in my opinion, part of the larger plan of pushing women down and fracturing the healthy relationship between a man and a woman, because men are supposed to stay dedicated to the jihad. This makes sense to me, because the last thing Islam cares about is women's happiness and women expressing their a healthy aspect of their sexuality. And
Well, and especially clinging to their men so that they don't go off and wage the jihad to further the expansion of Islam. I think this is a very profound insight. Noni, I did want to talk about this business of a cultural attachment or diversity that we have to be sensitive to. As you mentioned to me off air, Fuambai Amadou was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, a woman who had apparently voluntarily subjected herself to what she calls not female genital mutilation, but female circumcision on Tucker's show last night. And, you know, there does seem to be a concerted effort being made here to claim that that's really all there is just some sort of circumcision as with male children, and that it should be considered protected, actually, under freedom of religion. What is your response to that contention?
It was a very sad moment to watch that show because I watched it, and I saw this woman defending FGM, and she was quite eloquent, and that's the dangerous part, educated and eloquent, and she was just equating it, well, it's just like male circumcision, and defending it. So after they have tried to deny it has anything to do with Islam, now they're defending it. So the game is constant. It's a constant cat and mouse game. Now they are all trying to defend the doctors that who are involved in this matter right here in America, American-trained doctors who are performing female genital mutilation right here in America. And I am shocked, Frank, to see that no women are up in arms. Where are the American feminists? Even the media.
Well, it's not no women. God knows you are. And, of course, Ayaan Hirsi Ali has been doing it prominently as well, but not nearly as many as one would like. And, Noni, I do want to share with our listeners a very, very important statement about a similar kind of cultural norm that dates back to, I think it's in the 1840s, when a gentleman by the name of General Sir Charles James Napier opposed the practice when he was the commanding general in India, colonial India, of something called sati, which was burning widows alive on the funeral pyres of their husbands. And he replied to this by saying, "This burning of widows is your custom. Prepare the funeral pile. But my nation also has a custom. When men burn women alive, we hang them and confiscate all their property." And he went on to say that's what would be done to anybody who practiced this in India under his watch. This seems to me to be sort of the kind of approach that we ought to be taking here, mutilating little girls. And in the case in Michigan, and let's talk just for a moment about that, Noni, we only know of two of these girls so far, but two doctors and an administrator have been charged in this practice, and one of them at least has been engaged in it since for some 12 years. Tell us a little bit about how you think this ought to play out, Noni, this prosecution, the fact that it's even happening at all, for that matter.
Well, the cultural clashes just came to America, and it's we have to make a stand to our values right here in America. Here is the British man who stood inside India objecting to this practice. And he was very brave to do that from inside a culture in India. Can you believe it that we are inside America having to put up with this? This has to be very put to the high. This has to be we have to make an example of these two doctors, and if we don't, then this is going to be a practice that's going to be very hard to erase.
Let me just mention one other thing, Noni, in closing. We've got to leave you, I'm afraid, at this point. But I would say to women like this gal on Tucker Carlson's program who would have us believe that this is really basically the same thing as circumcision for males, This is much closer, if not in fact identical, to the practice of castration of a male than circumcision. And to try to obscure that is, frankly, an affront and an outrage. And I couldn't agree with you more, Noni, that this must be stopped in America. Thank you for the great work you do, Noni, with us at the Center for Security Policy and in so many other outlets. God bless you, my dear. Come back to us again very soon. Thank you for your time today. Next up, we will be speaking with Rowan Scarborough. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.